After all the sleepless nights, extra classes and the exam itself, GSAT results are finally out. Stay with us as we give you an overview of the 2017 GSAT results featuring reactions from parents. I'm Andre Palmer. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information released this year's results of the Grade 6 Achievement Test 1 week ahead of schedule. Results are typically published during the third week in June. School administrators were able to access the results on the ministry's website as early as a minute after midnight on June 9. Those without online access collected their results by 12 noon at their respective regional offices.
I equally want to indicate that high schools, which would be the receiving schools, will have their results sent to them as of June 19.
Educational Minister Senator Roel Reed. This year, the average test scores are 62.4% for mathematics, a 4% improvement over last year, 72.8% for language arts, and 76.2% for communication task. Passes in language arts and communication task also improved by 4% over last year. The average score for social studies is 70.6%, an increase of 1.7%, while the average score for science went down 4.5% this year to 64.7%. Education Minister Senator Roel Reed says, for the first time in several years, boys outperformed girls in language arts.
Notably, however, there has been a trend over the past 4 years, between 2013 and 2016, of female students outperforming the male students in all tests in these exams. However, for the first time in 5 years, our boys, our males, had a higher mean score of 76.7% in language arts for 2017 compared to the female 68.5%. And this differential is a significant and notable.
He says the improvement in mathematics scores was a direct reflection of the investment made in boosting students' numeracy achievement at the primary level through the National Comprehensive Numeracy Program. 99% of students who sat GSAT in March this year have been placed in high schools. Education Minister Senator Roel Reed says the number of students placed in primary and junior high schools reduced by 46% compared to last year. This reduction is in keeping with the ministry's plans to phase out all age and junior high schools.
Overall, there are 30,358 students who are placed in their first five choices. That represents about 79% of the students to be placed. Of course, there was a secondary placement for two additional places by virtue of cluster of schools, and another 16% were so placed.
Senator Reed says the combined figures show 95% of students were placed in a school of their choice. Parent Andrine Davidson says her daughter began GSAT preparations in grade 5.
And when she got to grade 6, she had to be doing morning classes, evening classes, and weekend classes as well, just to be able to get through the syllabus and get comfortable with the subject material, get comfortable with doing the tests in the required time. What we had to do at home now was to ensure that she would revise everything that she did during the day, and we would also do the chapters before the teacher gets to the chapters. So she would always be reading ahead and preparing ahead.
Camille Hales stayed up late to help her son with revision and work through past papers. She says the hard work paid off.
His results are very good. I'm very pleased. Hard work really pays off, and he's proud. I'm proud of him as well. He accepts the school he's going to.
Another parent, Cadian Derby, created a daily schedule for her son.
And also, I had a lot of other books, time cards, past papers, etc. Very, very pleased. I'm so elated. Words can't explain how I feel.
The successful staging of GSAT 2017 has created a platform for the Jamaican sector to continue to produce future leaders.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.